So we're going to kind of talk about something that a story we've heard over and over and over, but we're going to try to implement into our lives today. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. You realize when Jesus fed the 5,000 men, children, and mothers, women, and he did all this, it was such a big miraculous thing. It was just wonderful. I mean, how could that happen? The disciples followed him all the time, and they wanted to know more and more about Jesus and the miracles he performed. The crowds were amazed, so they flocked to him. It kind of reminds me like when the Pope goes in Rome in his little car, and the people just flock everywhere. There's just something about it. They were just flocking because of his life. And Jesus told the disciples, go and get the boat and go on the other side, and I'll be with you shortly. He wanted to get away just to pray. So he did. He went to go pray. You know, which is a good rule. You know, when you do a lot of things for God, sometimes you get tired. He had healed. He had shown miracles over and over. He showed the disciples everything. He just wanted to get alone, be by himself and pray. And he did that. So after that, he decided he's going to walk on the water close to the boat out there. Well, all the disciples, you know, they're going, what is that? You know, it's like ghost hunters on TV. Is that a ghost? Jesus is going, I'm not a ghost. Don't be afraid of me. I'm Jesus. Well, Peter was so allured to this. You know, he wanted to be just like Jesus. He said, Jesus, you're walking on water. Let me come to you. And Jesus did what? He held out his hand. And he said, come, Peter, walk on the water. And Peter did. But what happened to Peter when he started walking on the water? He started looking at the storm that was brewing. There was waves kind of coming up. There was wind coming up. Peter looked off of Jesus and started to sink. But what did Jesus do? He grabbed him and brought him up. Now, you go, well, okay, how is that in our lives today? We have so many things. I think this year has just been rough with, you know, parents dying, people sick, surgeries. It seems like it's just been overwhelming in my life. And I know each and every person here, you have something that is overwhelming in your life. There are things that you're dealing with right now that seem to be overwhelming in your life. And you think, I don't know if I can take this anymore. Okay, so we have an issue. We have a problem. Even though we've seen how Jesus has worked everything out in our lives before, he's always been there. He's never left us. He's guided us through every problem and situation that we have. And we see these miracles, but still we're going, Jesus, I want to walk on the water with you, but I can't keep my eyes on you. I'm focusing on what? My circumstances. Now, when that happens, you're going to start sinking in the water too. But God's saying today, I've got my hand out to you, didn't he? I've got it here. Take it and walk with me. How much more do I have to show you? How much more do I have to prove to you? I love you. Follow me. It'll be okay. Ruth and Dee Dee's eyes, Ruth lost most of her eyesight where she couldn't drive anymore. That's a catastrophe, especially when you're by yourself. You're the type that wants to do everything for people, go places. But for some reason, this has to happen. But Jesus is still saying, Ruth, here's my hand. Come to me, focus on me, and I will not ever let you down. Dee Dee, come to me. I know about your eyes. I've got your back. I'm still here. Come to me. There are so many things in our life we think of money. I think money is probably the worst thing of all. Because we all need money, don't we? We have to have a job. We have to have money. Yes, we do have to have money. Really? Okay, that's money. It's the same thing. We all have to have money to survive. There's things that break down. It seems like when one thing breaks down, the other thing breaks down. Washers, dryers. There's relationships that we go through that we think, oh my gosh, I just can't go through this. I don't want to let the person go. But yet, you know, Father, just help me, whatever I need to do. God will bring people in your life and will take people out of your life. And you go, I don't want this person to leave. We've got to get to a situation in our life where we focus only on Jesus and what he's telling us. It's Jesus or nothing. Maybe you have health problems. And maybe your focus has been on your health problems. maybe you can't think of anything else except, oh my gosh, this is too much for me. This is a catastrophe. I'm encouraging you today. Give your hand to Jesus and say, I'm ready to walk with you, Jesus. Now, what happens is when we keep focusing on ourselves, things start to come in. We start listening to the enemy. Does that mean that we're devil worshipers? No. The enemy is very smart in how he comes. Oh, well, you know, you're going through this and nobody understands you. You're all by yourself. All those sins you had in your past, you know, God still holds you accountable. And nobody down at that church, they really don't like you. They don't really know you. You know, maybe you should just quit going to church because you're just such a problem every time you're there. Or so-and-so didn't hug me today, so I'm going to quit coming to that church. I mean, this actually happens. So the more you focus on yourself, the more you let in the negativity from the devil. And he is real, let me tell you. Oh, my husband doesn't pay any attention to me. Oh, my gosh, he acts like he doesn't even care. And then what does the devil do? He gets in someone, hey, how you doing? Oh, you're looking really good today, ma'am. Really? Well, thank you. You hug me and kiss me? You know, I'm telling you, that's not what you would do. That's how the devil starts working and playing on your thoughts. So you got to recognize that you're in a problem. It's a bad, bad situation. But you got to pray that God gives you wisdom to get through this situation. So my question is for you today, what is it that when you're out on the water with Jesus and you're walking towards him, what is your focus on? Is it on the storm you're going through today? Is it because you're ungrateful for everything? You can't even think of anything that Jesus has done for you? Are you thinking of marriages? Are you thinking of new homes? Thinking of your health, your money? Today is the day to get back focused on Jesus. Does that mean we can't ask for prayer for stuff? No, absolutely not. Dee Dee and Ruth want their eyesight back. I want it back for them. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we all have ailments that we want healed for. Does that mean that we just give up? No, it doesn't mean we give up. We keep praying. Situations that are so bad, do we just give up on them? No. And if you have a problem that you can't deal with and you've prayed about it, go to your Christian family. Hey, I'm struggling with this. I need help. There's nothing wrong with that. But what we can't do is to let that light of Jesus in us die out. Because when we do that, what is other people going to want in us? Well, you know, she claims to be a Christian, and she's always, oh, yeah, doing this and praying that. Did you see her the other day? She was so down and crying and going, God just didn't love me right now. He's in the Bahamas. He don't care about me in Mesquite. You ruin that Christian walk for the Lord. God doesn't want that. He wants you to have hope and faith through all situations. What? You need to talk about your own self with patience, girl. Patience is one of them, yes. But loving one another, trying to help one another, encourage one another. We're always so quick to judge. Did you see what they were doing? Do you know what they were doing? Ruth didn't hug me today. Oh, the new girl, Stephanie, she doesn't even know my name. Oh, my gosh. But she likes the Thackers better than anybody. Oh, my gosh. Did you see how they looked at me like I wasn't even dressed good or something? You know, I'm telling you, this stuff happens. And if it hasn't, it's going to. Oh, do you hear that Priscilla? She's such a loud mouth. I get so tired of it. All this stuff happens. Michael, I don't appreciate you laughing like that. But it happens. Okay? This is real life. This is real struggles right here. We're God's army. But we can't let our problems get to us where we still can't be in God's army. Does everybody understand what I'm trying to say?
Yep.
So today, what is your focus point on? Is it getting a new job? Is it getting an engagement ring? Is it wanting to get married? Is it wanting to move into a new house? Is it wanting I just want better health? I can't think of anything else until this happens. What is your other thing today? Jesus is standing right here. And he's holding out his hand. He goes, come, put your hand in mine and walk on the water with me. So let's go to the Lord. And if you need prayer, we're going to take time to do it because we started early. So I think it's important. There's people in here that are really struggling. God has laid your name on my heart. So I just really want y'all to be blessed today and be prayed for. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sweet Holy Spirit, we thank you so much for being here. Lord, we thank you that you convict us of our sin, but we also thank you that you convict us of our righteousness, because we are white as snow in God's eyes because of what you did on that cross. Father, if there's people here today here that don't know you, I pray that they would make you their Savior today in Jesus' name, without feeling guilty or feeling bad or feeling embarrassed or timid. Father, there's people here today that have not consciously but has put relationships before you. They've put money before you. They have put illnesses before you. They have put house things before you. Whatever it is, Father, I pray that your people that are burdened today would have an easier walk with you. Father, I ask that you touch them. Holy Spirit, please reveal to them what it is that they're struggling with right now, and that you are still so worthy to be praised. Lord, I know it's so hard walking in the Christian life, but we can do it because you love us and you want to take care of us. Father, thank you that you knew me when I was in my mother's womb, and you'll know me till the time I take my last breath on earth and I'll see your face. Father, I pray, please bless your children today. We're calling out because we need you so bad. And I just pray, Holy Spirit, you would have people that need to have prayer or need to just say, yeah, I've been doing this and it's wrong. We love you and thank you for this church. In Jesus' name, amen.